If your husband has the energy to be arguing this much, he is not in his full masculine mood. Men should never have time to be arguing with. Hello guys, the topic of this email is my husband always has to be right. What happens if your partner always has to be right? So after 12 years, he still will never ever concede an argument. Am I supposed to always back down? I don't want to always back down, but my husband will never stop until he wins. Well,
That's a short one, but a very, very important one.
Yeah. The problem with the two of you is you think this is a battle and someone has to win. You guys are forgetting that you're on the same team. So if you're arguing this much, you need to stop. It's first of all, it's not productive. This is a bad idea. And you're feeling this way, well, I have to back down. You guys are not on the same page. It's okay to agree to disagree, but you can't keep going back at each other because it does get worse.
Well, agree to disagree is not an argument. It's an agreement.
Yeah, but right. You know, that's when people actually, okay, I really don't like, I don't agree, but you know what? Let's move on.
Right. Because it's okay.
It's okay to disagree, to have different opinions, but if you keep going back at each other all the time, it comes into your personal life. And funny thing is, it's always about the third party or some issue, and it becomes your own issue. And petty. And then it builds over and over time because it's already building for her. She's like, I don't want to always back down. Because she's the one that is always like, okay, well, let me step back.
Right.
First of all, if your husband has energy.
So she backs down. Yeah, that's very bad. But go ahead.
If your husband has the energy to be arguing this much, he is not in his full masculine mood. Men should never have time to be arguing with
at least not so much time
passionately like that.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Because women, again, we are emotional beings. And I know men that are emotional like that too. But, you know, you might say something and we read meaning into it, into another thing. And it goes on and never stops.
Yeah.
So if it's still an argument, I would say the best thing to do is, what do you think? Talk to your spouse and let him know how you feel about it when he's arguing with you. Stop arguing.
Yeah.
Don't even entertain it.
Definitely arguments in general are a bad idea.
Very horrible.
For a marriage. Now, if this was a man, I would straight up be telling him, like, you're going to kill your marriage if you keep arguing. But the same thing applies to a woman.
Yes.
If you keep engaging in an argument in your marriage, just as you can see right now, you're already building resentment.
Yes.
Right? And it's dangerous.
Very.
And it's not, no, I'm not building resentment. No, you don't get to say that. You don't have that choice. You don't get to say, I'm not building resentment. It's something that naturally happens subconsciously, right? It's something that, like when you engage in arguments. So, of course, naturally,
you want to debate. Yeah.
We debate, you know. But when you're not aware, all of a sudden, that it kills your marriage. You put a limit, a cap on it. You're aware of it. You are self-aware of the damages it can cause your marriage. And it's not just in marriage. Yes, we're talking about marriage right now. But in the professional world, you want to avoid arguments as much as you can, as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Because it comes with arguments are naturally, you care about somebody. That's why you want them to get what you're trying to say. I used to be like, I just want you to see my point.
And I'm pretty passionate too about the argument. And then at the end of the day, it become my own issue. And he has nothing to do with us.
We left some of the old videos on this channel on intentionally.
Right.
We even had shows we did when we used to talk about celebrities where we were almost getting into argument, but it actually translates over to real life once we're done with the video.
Yeah, when we're done, like everyone is like, you know what, well, right. I'm not in the mood to talk to you right now.
So
like,
for me,
it's not worth it.
For me, as if you were to take me out of the marriage and I'm just one human being, it didn't exactly translate over. But here, I don't get to just be me. I'm in a marriage.
Yeah.
So for you that say, no, but I got this. No, you don't got this if she doesn't got it.
Exactly. It's we got it. It's not about
it. It's got to be we got it. So if she doesn't got it, you got 50% that doesn't got it.
Yep.
And your marriage is basically being screwed right in his butt. Not a good...
It's not good.
I wouldn't know if it's a good feel or not. Okay?
How would you not know if it's a good feel?
I don't know if being screwed in the butt is a good feel or not.
But, okay. Sorry.
But, you know, being screwed in the part of your body where you don't want to be screwed is not a good feel.
Yeah, right? It must hurt bad.
So, sorry for the graphic image I may have created in your head right now.
Right.
But you get the point. Okay? It takes two to be in a great place. It takes one to initiate the right dance. But it takes two to continue to tango at some point, okay? If the second person is not tangoing with you, you got a problem in your hands. So because of that, don't say, I got it. I didn't mean to argue. Don't say that. So let's go back to the person that typed. The person that typed this is the person that's complaining about the argument. Or let's just go to the email real quick. Make sure we dissect it properly here. And let's remember to go offline so we don't get interrupted on our next here. Let's go. All right.
So, wait, you're not offline?
I thought I was, but
hopefully
we don't get interrupted. Let's see here. Okay, so
my husband always has to be right.
So if you find yourself in a place that somebody always had to be right, it's obviously it's not about, I always tell you, it's not about right and wrong, you know. And but if he always wants to be right, the first solution, before I even get into the body here, is let him be right.
Yeah, he might give by himself.
Remember,
because if you're engaged, then it's gonna
What's gonna happen? It's gonna be awkward.
And it's gonna feel stupid, like,
It's gonna catch you. You know, the more reason why it's gonna catch it, it's not if you're starting your marriage for the first time, you're just meeting this person. No, don't let this always be right, because it won't have an effect. The effect of let him be right right now comes from the fact that it's a strange behavior on your part.
Right.
You always want to be right too. Let's be honest, right? You always want to be right. His voice may be a little bit above yours, but you always want to be right too. Obviously, that's why you're typing this message, right? So if you don't care about being right, because if you're in a relationship of any type in this world, right and wrong is one of the things you want to throw out the window. Let the judges of the court determine right and wrong.
Let them decide that.
Let God determine right and wrong. Matthew 7:7. Don't judge, right? And you decide what you want in your life based on the end result, the end product of allowing other people to be right or wrong as they deem. If she's right and that's what you like, then you engage that, right? If she's wrong and that's what you want in your marriage, engage that, right? But being attached to right and wrong will kill your marriage. Okay? Because right and wrong can change from people to people in minuscule different ways, and like evolutionary millions of factors, types of ways. So if you're stuck on right and wrong, it's like not having a direction in life. It's like not having a GPS, because your idea of right is different from mine. My idea of wrong is right. So if you see things is right, the very simple solution to that, from the very reference point that you've always behaved in wanting him to be wrong to, is to let him be right. That's going to cause a shock through the body of your marriage, because it's not a normal behavior.
It's
going
to be shocking.
And that's going to be awkward energy. And he's going to pay.
He's going to catch himself.
God is going to use that avenue to talk to him, because it's going to be wrong. It's going to feel wrong, right? And I think it was probably about 9 years into our marriage that I started to pay attention that I may have been doing that. And then I noticed a slight change in behavior, because she, instead of arguing with me, she would just kind of like go a little disengage.
Whatever.
So that snapped everything out of place. And then when it was time, when she started doing the same thing, I learned the scientific part of it, right? The actual as a technique, right? So I don't engage, you know, and then it causes opposite effect.
It does.
But basically what it does is that makes you start listening to each other. It makes you start to like subconsciously look for a way to give.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's about give, right? Not taking, but giving and receiving. It's two different things, right? He wants to be right, giving right, right? And then see how you can turn that around to what you want. Maybe you don't have to do anything. That may just create exactly what you want. As a matter of fact, 95% of the time,
it'll
create what you want.
Right.
But you're stuck in the moment, you want to be right as well, but your voice is just not as loud, right? And then it's just, you're arguing, you're creating arguments, and arguments are completely 100% of the time deadly.
Terrible.
Okay, so let's keep going here. Very, very important to keep going here. So what happens if your partner always has to be right? So after 12 years, he still will never ever concede an argument. Hey, men, let me talk to men real quick. It's not a very sexy thing to not be able to concede an argument. Let it go. Not being able to let go is
it's not a masculine thing. I mean,
let her chase you a little bit.
It's crazy.
You know, I mean, women want to chase. I don't care what culture and where you come from. They like you to initiate the chase, but at some point they want to feel like you are something of value too, right? They want to feel like other people want this, right?
Right.
And that's very key, you know? So now she feels like you don't concede an argument. I've heard that so many times. He doesn't let go. But the majority of it, the most common one you'll find is a woman not being able to express it the way she just expressed it. They can't really say that's what they're trying to say, but it's a man not knowing how to just shut the hell up let the argument go. Right?
Are you getting a trophy out of the argument? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I know, but
it's a high.
It's a high. It's a high, and it's a sign that you can't control yourself.
If somebody, after the high, you feel bad.
You feel bad. The end of it is always horrible, you know. So it's like you get drunk, you're on coke. That's not a sexy thing, too.
Mm-mm.
You're always high. You make your living off of being high. All the enjoyment that we get from this religion is from being high. Eventually, it's a fade up because it's not organic. You know. So arguments are basically high, just like you get from a coke, because it only feels good
in that
moment. But eventually, it creates a very toxic energy. And you're not gonna feel very well about yourself. But for you, lady that wrote this, I give you the answer. He wants to be right.
Let him be right.
Shock the hell out of him. Let him be right. And let him figure out. And you have to be consistent with that. Eventually, it's gonna be it's all awkward.
Something is wrong.
Because in the first place, you don't want arguments.
Right.
You know, let him be right. Now, if he's doing something that he's just arguing and that somebody's about to get hurt physically, then call somebody to check his ass, you know. But if it's just, which in most cases it is, if it's just emotional, let him be right. Let him have it. Okay, he's gonna shock him and he's gonna come back and he's gonna detect it and he's gonna try to manipulate you or blackmail you back into it. And you must hold your ground.
You have to be strong.
The best way to hold your ground is read this book 10 to 15 times, because you need to build yourself. You have to be strong enough to pull this off. And you're not manipulating him. It's actually the right thing you can do for your marriage right now to get it back to where it's supposed to be. Okay. So what else? Am I supposed to always back down? Well, you're not backing down. You're giving to him. You're in a marriage. Okay. He wants to be right.
It's a competition.
Give him. It's about half glass empty, half glass full. It depends on how you look at it. It depends on the meaning you attach to the move you're making right now.
Yes.
It's a matter of, do you want your marriage or you don't want your marriage? If you want your marriage, let him be right and then detach yourself emotionally from that process and basically smile. Let him give it to him as opposed to you're trying to take. What you're trying to do right now is trying to take. He's disrespectful. You want to win arguments, do something. Like I always tell people, taking just doesn't work in marriage. It just doesn't. Because you have to remember you're dealing with another adult.
Yeah.
That, yes, they may be Holy Mother Mary of Jesus or Holy Father Mary of Jesus. At the end of the day, they're human.
People are, you know, they have this idea of, I mean, it's been quoted long, long time ago and over again. Marriage is about give and take. Marriage is not about give and take. Marriage is about giving and giving without expectation.
Without expectation. And then being okay to receive when they give to you.
And that's actually what love is.
That's what love is by definition. That's why now I just laugh when people say love is not enough. Like, yeah, your meaning of love, I guess.
Because you don't understand what love is.
Yeah.
If you understand the true meaning of love, you will.
But now, you know, in practicing what we preach, when somebody say, no, love has to be give and take, then I go, okay.
All right.
Because that's what you want. I gotta give you. Remember, we're in the give and take.
Yes.
And so we're doing
giving. Giving.
You want me to give you that? There you have it. You have it. That's your argument, right? You win. Because it's about give. That's a very solid. If you think about, rewind this video and watch what I just said. The way to win in a marriage is to give. If you think it's give and take and you want to argue that to death, first of all, argue with me down in this. Below, I'm gonna let you win,
right?
Okay, because I truly believe in giving. But people that have gone through pain in marriage, they don't argue that, they just don't. Okay, or enough, let me say enough pain, because some people have pain but it's not enough yet.
Not,
they must struggle
more.
They're not there yet. All right, so I don't want to always back down, but my husband will never stop until he wins. Let him win. Trust me, you're not losing. Just trust me on that. When you let him win, you're not losing.
You're going to get a better man.
When you let him win, you win.
That's right.
All right? Let him win, you win. If it's a physical danger, safety, security at stake,
take yourself
then
out.
Then address the powers that be to help you sort that out. Because that's not worth it. If it's just emotional, like 95% of anybody
human
watching
beings.
This video, human beings,
argue all the time.
Let him win. What do I do? Because some people subconsciously, they don't know what to do. They think argument is actually the enjoyment in their marriage. You need to read this 10 to 15 times, okay? Because GPS, number one, your P, the purpose, you should be busy.
Yeah, you shouldn't have time.
You shouldn't have time for arguments. Mm-mm. Like especially toxic arguments.
Oh my God. You know, and it's just energy draining, like the aura, like, oh. Like, okay, how do we move forward?
Past this.
Yeah, like, really? We're not making money from this. And if it's not making money, it's not making sense. Let's move on.
So, by the way, babe, the camera is right here.
Oh, okay.
Instead of looking over there.
All right.
I just noticed that I've been looking at the wrong place.
Oh, you have?
Personally, yeah.
Okay.
So, in case I haven't looked at you in the eyes, I meant to look at you in the eyes. But anyway, yeah, arguments are no. Again, we're going to keep talking about this. But if you see a lot of these arguments and troubles in marriage, it starts with little argument. You can have a debate, a healthy debate, once you learn how to communicate, okay? And then once you learn how to let go of attachments, expectations, right? Yeah, your husband may not let you win. But you know what? Once you start letting him win, he's going to want to naturally want to let you win again.
Yeah.
Okay? That's it. Anything to add on to
that? That's it.
Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. Click like, share, and subscribe to this channel just in case you haven't subscribed yet. Subscribe. Make sure you subscribe and click the bell right next to the subscribe button. And download the book. It's free. GetMyMarriageBack.com. It's also available audiobook. It's also available Kindle. It's also available paperback like this. And hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one. And...